Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This Friday, join the score at the world-famous Brat Stop in Kenosha for the return of, you ready for this?
The Brat Bowl.
We'll be joined by special guests, including Henry Melton.
Yes. Why are you so excited about Henry Melton?
I love that you're friends with him.
Shotgun to Aaron Rodgers. Here comes Melton. He snags Rodgers, and down he goes. Left with a long count. Bears have filled the box with bodies. He takes and gives, and Henry Melton knifes in and slugs down Donald Brown. Henry Melton beats his man. It's a 5-yard Colts loss. Snap, Romo, standing in the pocket. He is hit, and down he goes. Sacked by Henry Melton. Coming back to Texas.
It's an amazing feeling. It's been a long journey, you know, from, you know, playing running back and, you know, defensive end, and then, you know, about now being a Pro Bowl defensive tackle in the NFL. It's an amazing feeling.
Rodgers takes the snap. Rodgers stands in the pocket. Rodgers can't leave the pocket. They pressure him, and they bring him down again. Henry Melton on the scene, sacking Aaron Rodgers for the fourth time tonight. Henry Melton.
What a great introduction. Let's finish it off with the Aaron Rodgers sack call by Jeff Joniak. Henry Melton, the former Bears defensive end, friend of the show, and just introduced to Mark Brody.
Hi, Henry.
Yeah. You guys are friends now, right? Like, everybody knows Henry Melton
now. Application process.
Oh, yeah. I don't expect anything. I'm just, here's the thing, Henry Melton. Here's the deal, okay? Henry Melton. Yes. I'm going to give you full respect here. You're Henry Melton. That is exactly who you are. Here's the deal. I cover the Bears. I'm a Bears enthusiast. Bears is in my blood. Bears is part of my identity. And Marshall, I've known Marshall, been doing shows, various shows with him for almost 3 years now, and he never once mentioned that he hung out with you, and he knows me. He understands what I do. He understands that, probably knows that I watched every single game that you, Henry Melton, played in. It's just like at some point in time, you would have thought that he would have casually mentioned it, maybe not 2+ years into our friendship.
I did casually mention it. I said, oh, yeah.
Henry 2 years later.
I said, Henry wants to come on the show. I'll have him come. And
that is not the first time you mentioned a conversation. You said you got called 76 over the weekend.
No, 74. You called me
by
74.
This man. By this one.
So Henry thought we were the same age. Well, tell him the story.
Henry. Good for you.
I did. I mean, we just hung out this weekend or 2 weekends ago.
Yeah, 2 weekends ago. Birthday
well, we've
party.
Actually been...
Yeah, I've
actually
seen him a couple
friends.
Weekends in a row. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know.
Recently.
I've been hearing about this friendship.
Him a little bit. Yeah, he's been stepping out, but... I did not know how old he was until we were playing games.
I don't even remember what we were doing.
And he moved really slow, and you're like, oh, God, you're old after all.
Well, he said something about being born in the 70s, and I thought he was joking.
Wow. Was like, good for you, Marshall. Good for you.
I was like, really?
Yeah.
I did give him, I was like, you look good, but I didn't.
I thought you were my age.
That's a heavy-duty compliment
you look
right
good
there.
For being, you know, yeah. What is it? You're pushing
74.
60? Yeah. 65?
65. Pushing
67?
67? Oh. I hear you.
Spoken
wow.
Like a parent.
Yeah.
Did you have to go dressed up as 6'7 for Halloween this year?
No, thank God. She's a little bit too old for that. She wasn't feeling the 6'7s, but
6'9.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. There was a 6'9.
Keep Brody
here.
Away from your
she
kids.
She's like 6'9 either. Yeah, she shouldn't.
Amen. Well.
Thank you for that. Good parenting right there.
Wow. Folks, that was his jersey number, okay?
Yes,
all right,
yes.
Just so we all
of course it was
that.
Your jersey
number.
Let's
not be weird. Yes, let's not be weird.
Nice. Henry Melton, the Bears defensive lineman from 2009 to 2013, is joining us live here at the
Henry Melton, everybody.
We're broadcasting live from the Brat Stop in Kenosha for the Brat Bowl ahead of tomorrow's game. Thanks to our friends with Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha for having us here. And if you're coming by, bring your newer, gently used coats to donate to Ziegler Subaru for their annual coat drive. And it is great to have you here. Thank you for coming out and to hang out with us for an hour. It's really cool to be in our studio today.
Yeah, this is more than what you thought it was going to be, huh?
Yeah, no, this is dope. You got a little crowd, got some bad green in there. And,
you know that.
You know, the good blue.
Does this take you back to the rivalry?
It does. Like, just being in Wisconsin, even. I was like, you got to go to, I don't know, being in enemy territory is.
He was a little worried about the trip to Kenosha.
I understand.
Had you been to Wisconsin since you stopped playing?
Yes.
Okay.
My son lives in Milwaukee, so. Okay. I do. I've never been here, but I've driven by here plenty of times.
So you know it exists.
Yeah, I go into enemy territory. I put my son in his Melton jersey.
Nice. So
take him around the grocery stores to let everybody know what's why we do things.
So Henry, he's been wanting to cook all season. He's like, Marshall, how come you never have me on the show?
Yeah, Marshall.
And I said, Henry, we'll have you on the show, I promise.
He said, Henry, we're not really friends. Yeah, I don't know.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
I got room on my card for more friends, Henry.
I didn't want to bring Henry on for just one segment. I want to give him time to shine. This is the appropriate level of time. It's, as you heard, Bears, Packers. You heard in the intro how much history he has with Aaron Rodgers and company as a Green Bay Packer. And so now that the Bears are legitimately good, we can talk about what you think about what's transpired this season, because it feels like we have taken a large step. Like, we thought, oh, a step, a baby step, a new head coach. But they have taken a leap.
Yeah. I mean, starting 0-2, and here we are now, dude, I'm just riding the wave. I'm just excited. I'm excited for this weekend, excited for tomorrow. I'm excited for the future, even, like, where we're taking this team. You know, we stole the Lions' powers a little bit. They're not the same.
That's fair.
So, I mean, where we are right now, I'm excited. I'm happy to be a fan.
What do you think is the biggest key to their success this season? From an X's and O's standpoint, just like what you saw last year.
I think what they've just been doing, man, like, just Caleb had a lot of – there was a lot of scrutiny, a lot of criticism last year. Is he the guy? We should have kept Fields, blah, blah, blah. But he's just like – he's been a – I wouldn't even say a game manager, like, because he's closed some things for us. But he's doing what we want him to do, what Ben wants him to do, is take care of the ball. Take care of the football. I mean, I think he's leading. He's up at the top of, you know, I guess turnover percentage and throws and how many, well, however that factors in. But he's at the top, which is where you want him to be. If our defense is doing its thing, getting turnovers, we just got to hang on. You know what I'm saying? As defensively, we're hanging on and waiting for him to orchestrate this thing.
Well, and as somebody who is, that's your job, is to figure out how to mess up the quarterback when you're on the defensive line. You know that. Stop the run, mess up QB. So as somebody who evaluates that, you know, how do you evaluate his game? Like, what are you game planning that you know he does well for example? And what are you looking at to say, this is something where I see this can improve and you see maybe proof of that? Or how do you evaluate that from your standpoint?
Just from what I said, like, just taking care of the football. His completion percentage is down. But At least when he incompletes the ball, is going on the ground instead of anybody else's hands. So he's not, you know, trying to force things, trying, like, if he's throwing it away, he's throwing it away. If he's throwing it, you know, trying to find that little crease with his wide receivers or tight ends or whatever, it's going, like, out of bounds or over their heads, like, out of bounds, somewhere where they can't, another team can't catch it. So just watching him and just watching him orchestrate this offense is pretty – where we are now is pretty impressive from the things I hear about the schemes and how hard it is to run Ben's offense to success.
I will bring this to the present, but you played Lovey, and did you get a dash of Tressman too, or were you all?
I did get a dash.
Little dash,
a sprinkle.
I got a little sprinkle of Tressman.
I know Tressman wasn't the most popular guy.
Yeah.
With the guys on defense, although he did have an offensive mindset, which might have been part of that. And I know how loyal you guys were to Lovie Smith.
Oh, Lovie's my guy.
Yeah, and like I'm thinking about Lovie Smith, and I'm thinking about Ben Johnson, two vastly different styles of head coaches, but these are the two in the last, you know, 30 years of 20 years of Bearsdom that we could look at and say, Lovie Smith was successful. Ben Johnson seems to have grabbed the respect of that locker room and the outside world, the media as well. What do you think about what Ben Johnson has done from what you have seen and what you have heard from this man this year?
I'm impressed. You know, we thought we were going to be rebuilding, trying to figure out how he was going to fit schemes in with Caleb and the running backs and even bringing all these pieces in on O-line. Like, we have a brand new O-line, how they were all going to mesh together, which is important for success. And just where we are right now and how he's, it seems, you know, he brought in this good, better, best. Like, the chant, he thought it was corny. Thought it was a little corny to start, but... You know, now I'm in there screaming good, better, best with him.
You start to win, and even the silly stuff looks
really good.
Cool. I mean, you remember the parties with Matt Nagy?
I want your T-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, do you have one yet or no?
No, I was going to actually just handcraft it for this weekend if we won.
Iron odd letters, good, better, best.
And I'm going to get my nails done if
I
we
love
win.
It. So do you watch every Bears game still, and you live in the area? Like, are you...
He's looking at me like I'm crazy. It was his question, not mine.
Yeah.
I'm an actual fan.
No, I believe it. Well, not every retired player is a fan. So I think it's a legitimate question.
I'm a legitimate fan. Like,
I love that.
Tell him what you asked me in break about tomorrow.
If he was going to go. If he wanted to come. I said I had one extra ticket.
And you're not going to go?
No, I like to watch the game.
Oh, my God.
He said he doesn't like the cold.
Oh, my God.
poor guy.
It's really unbelievable.
It's not even... And compared to last week, it's going to be like summer.
Nothing. It's really nothing. You don't want to feel...
You're saying I should go? I should go.
I think you should.
You should go.
I think you should go.
When Henry Melton offers somebody a ticket to a game, I believe...
I know what your response would be. He's going to be working the game. He's going to be in the press box.
I'll be in the press box. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. That's. And one other question on that, too. Like, I love it when Bears players, too, decide to stay in Chicago, especially those that have roots in really warm, cool places like Texas, as you did. Mm-hmm. Was it just family? What made you stay in the city of Chicago?
Family, pretty much. My daughter lived here, just had a son. But my daughter, you know, I played for a few other teams after the Bears.
Yeah.
So
sorry about
I was
that.
On the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Wasn't as fun, man. Like, the Bears years, man, like what we're doing right now, we have the best start since 2010.
2018. Yeah.
Well, no, like.
But overall start, you're saying.
Yeah.
Start. Yeah, you were there.
We won 10 games in 2018, but this is the best start since 2010.
Wait, no, it was 12 games in 2018, right?
Yeah, no, 2018, you won 12 games.
12
so.
And yeah. 12 and
yeah,
four.
Yeah, yeah. So you got to go back there. But that's the farthest they advanced for sure.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
were on that team, Bears,
yeah.
Packers,
NFC
championship game in 2011, right?
Yeah, yeah, so it was the best. And then just that team, man, that was just like just being – that was my second year.
Oh,
and just
my
being
God.
Around – yeah. And I was like a young
– So you thought that's the way it was. That's just the way it is. This is what we
I'm
do.
Like,
we go to
so
NFC championships.
Yeah. And like the defense – like even the players, if you've talked to them – they're just all, like, they got Riz, as my daughter would say, like, charismatic. So it was just, like, a lot of fun in the locker room. I didn't have as much fun on other teams. I was like, man, I miss, man, that was good. That was good times with Lovie and the defense and even Cutler. He gets a bad rap, but Cutler was cool.
Oh, you were down with Cutler.
I was down with Cutler. We had some good times, went out a few times.
Oh, that's awesome.
How would you describe, like, because you know Jay gets a reputation for being very sarcastic, very surly, whatever. How do you describe him to, how would you tell people how you know him compared to other people?
I just feel like in the locker room, like we, even Peppers, like he was such a serious guy, like at times, but we broke him too. Like it just made everybody just have fun and enjoy where you are in life and where you, the success that we've gotten. And you just had to take in some of those moments and really realize how special we were at that time. And even looking back, I'm like, damn, those were times, man.
Right, should have maybe even appreciated even more because you didn't know where things would go from there.
And our locker rooms were I mean, we didn't even have like social media like that, but
true.
We would have broke the internet for some of the stuff we were doing.
Well, Ben Johnson,
it was a good times, man.
Ben Johnson said, like, one of his messages, I think it was yesterday, was like, take advantage of this because it might not happen next year. The Bears may win 4 games next year. Well,
exactly.
You know, knock on wood. I don't want that, but we all know how this works.
Yeah,
injuries.
Nothing is promised.
It's the same as where who we thought. Redskins or even Detroit, we thought they were going to be like the team to beat, you know. And then Redskins, even with having second year, like everyone was like, maybe we should have taken
Daniels.
Yeah. So like even in that aspect of where they were last year and the process of where they were supposed to be this year, nothing's promised, man. Especially injuries.
Yeah.
Like it can flip your whole season, make or break.
Henry, as a former player, it's something that I know you wish you had done even more of at the time. And how do you like communicate that to the guys you know who are in the league now? That it's hard when you've got to balance working and planning and then cherishing moments when you can.
It is. And that is one thing I look back on and I'm just like, you just really would have taken a deeper approach of appreciation of where we were, especially like, you know, we made it to the NFC Championship, and just like, I cried. I cried.
That's great, man.
I cried when Lovey left. I was a little. That was a very emotional player.
It's like, Henry's crying again.
But that your college coach did teach you to do that, though. Your college coach was not what encouraged you guys to be yourselves and have emotion.
Yeah. So I mean, just looking back, I wish, you know, just telling these guys now just to really appreciate where you are, especially my story of how I even made it to the league, just really looking back and appreciate, like, even whatever the little clip y'all just played, I'm like, I should have been crying in that.
And we know
I should have had way
that
more
been
emotion.
An accurate representation of you as a player.
Wait, so are you relief crier or are you like are you some sort of like result crier? Like, what's the trigger for the cry?
It's anything. Like, I don't know, just being vulnerable.
This is
like,
a side of him I'm not familiar with, but I'm interested.
I'm a very happy person. Don't get it twisted. I'm a very happy person, but I do let my emotions come. Like, even my daughter's birthday was on Sunday, and then, like, I just saw her just smile and be happy, and, like, my eyes got heavy. I'm just like.
Wow. So when you would cry in the Bears locker room, would Tony Medlin come take care of you? Would he come and give you a big hug and give you some towel?
No. I don't even know what to say about T-Head.
He's the goods, right?
He's a man. But I still, every time I see him, I'm like, where's my goodie bag?
What's in a goodie pack?
Gear.
Oh, just
he's so stingy. Even when we were playing, I'm like, can I get some extra tees for the fam? He's like, let me look into it.
Really?
Like, dude.
What?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's unbelievable. That is the voice.
It's facts.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And we have the coat drive going, so we all thought about Tony's coat drive right now.
Yeah.
Coat
he
drive.
Would not give any of those himself. No. That's what he wants everyone else to give him.
Well, fortunately, the generosity is flowing here at the Brat Stop. We are live. That is the voice of Henry Melton, former Bears defensive lineman. He was a Pro Bowler as well, and he's happy to join us here for the hour. We're happy to have him. And we have a great crew at the Brat Stop. We are here in Kenosha for another couple of segments before our friends Spiegel and Holmes take over. More with Hen Mel. That's what I used to call it many moons ago.
Yeah.
We'll get into that history as well.
Oh, good.
We will do that all next here on Ramey, Harrison, Grody on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Nice return track, Tyler Farengel, who's one of our producers today. Ray Diaz helping us out as well, of course. This is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. The music in honor of Henry Melton. Chick, we're from Texas. And we're happy to have him on. Former Bears defensive lineman, Pro Bowler in 2012, and kind enough to join us in Kenosha today for our Brat Bowl before the Bears and Packers game tomorrow night. And I want to get into something that you talked about, Henry, with Lovie Smith. I covered you at Texas. For those who don't know, we were in Austin at the same time. I was working. Henry was a young man in college then.
Bears.
I was many years older than Henry. I think there was like a 3-year gap or something.
Not as old as him.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not 76 yet.
He was born in the 70s.
Yeah. 70s. That blew my mind.
At least I was not from the 70s.
Blew my mind.
But I think there is a certain respect for those of us who either covered or played high school football for Lovie Smith before you even got to the Bears. Lovie was part of what we consider one of the greatest Texas high school football teams of all time in Big Sandy. And David Overstreet, the late David Overstreet, was a part of that team. Lovie had, I think, was a legend for so many, even before he was a Bears coach. So to play for him, having the respect that you do growing up in Texas, what was that like?
I didn't know anything about that.
Really?
I didn't. You just told me, and I was like, wow, I didn't.
I, what's funny is I've heard Mac Brown, your former head coach, talk about the respect for that team.
No, I don't even remember.
Yeah, he was part of one of the greatest teams of
all
time.
Which is cool. I just don't. No, you just brought it up.
It's because he's so young. That's what it is.
That is what it is.
Yeah. No, that's legitimately what it is. That's before your time, like most things.
Where were you back then?
I was probably, working on my pension.
He was on his first retirement.
It was before you were born as well. It was in the 60s.
Okay, well then, yes, you finally got me.
No, I know. I've heard it like on Big Sandy.
Yeah.
But I didn't know the details in it.
Yeah, they were, it's like, it's considered them and maybe like the 89 Carter team or 88 Carter. As far as like two, like, and then Yates, I think from 85. Those are like some of the greatest teams of all time.
You face
Carroll, you know, in your district. So you know about South Lake Carroll. Chase, you know, for those who don't know that Chase Daniel is from that dynasty. But yeah, so Lovie was like.
Chase played on my, fun fact, Chase, me and Chase were on the same select baseball team.
You played baseball?
I did. Played baseball in high school.
How good of friends are you two? Well, you're learning all sorts of stuff today.
Do you know he was a running back too?
Yes, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't think you did.
Yeah, I did. I didn't know that. We mainly talk about football and argue about other stuff.
Oh, Marshall arguing with somebody about sports?
Oh, my God. Should we open that?
Nope. Listen.
Marshall arguing with random people in bars?
There's a serious thing.
You're also saying that he goes out. Interesting.
I think he only goes out to argue with people.
I think you're right.
At least our notes match up on Marshall.
Guys, this is something I really want to talk about because it's important. It's important. No.
Okay, all right.
Henry being here right now is somewhat of a miracle.
It is.
Because this man had a serious health scare.
I know.
And I was worried about you for a minute. And you were like, hey, let me come on your radio show. I was like, bro, are you okay? Are you okay? Tell the people what happened to you. And like the fact that you're full speed, full go is amazing to me.
Well, yeah, give kind of full go. Not really. But yeah, I had an open heart surgery in start of February. Yeah. Should I elaborate?
Yes.
It was just a day of norm, and then something happened. Felt something in my chest. My legs went out. Rushed to the ER. So I was having a aortic dissection. Like my heart kind of, a piece of a valve of my heart split off. And then, had an emergency open heart surgery. Was in ICU for a month and a half. It was great times. Here I am.
But the process to get back to where you are, I know you're saying you're not quote-unquote full go.
Yeah.
But you were down bad
yes.
when you were in ICU. T- talk about that rehab process and how you got back to where you are now.
You know, I had to relearn how to walk again, which was very difficult. I just, you know, being like waking up from that state and not really being able to move your legs or your feet, your toes, but you could feel it. But, you know, just the process of relearning all these things, and it wasn't like mental. It was more just like the blood got cut off to my legs. So like they had to, like, it slowly started coming back. So like for them to stand me up and me to try to move my legs was part of the process, and it was very difficult. But, you know, my daughter was there when it happened, you know, called 911. And luckily I was, because, like, you know, you hear about if you've heard about this aortic dissection, if you're not near a great hospital or you're even near a hospital, you're done. So just being blessed in that situation, being able to be close enough, because we first took me to the hospital and, you know, they didn't have anyone there that could even perform the procedure. So then they had to rush me down to Northwestern.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. So, and I was like on my last, like literally had to say goodbyes.
Oh, yeah.
Had to call my mom. Like, they were like, we're going to try and save your life and your legs, but you might want to call the people you love just in case. So, yeah, having to call my mom, I was just like, my mom was like, what's going on? I'm like, I actually don't know. Like, but, you know, I wanted to say this and that. And yeah.
Has that changed?
Yeah.
How you look at life? Just that experience? Like, in what ways have you maybe changed anything about your life since that happened?
You know, just is more of that. Like, what we talked about, just, like, really appreciating the moments and, you know, letting everything sink in a little bit more and just really appreciating where I am right now and where I've been. And just how blessed I am to still be here.
What was the recovery like?
Not good. It was hard. Like, just like, you know, learning how to walk, and then just not even just having, you know, like PTSD of like, because it, like, it didn't. There was no buildup to what happened, so there was no like, oh, I'm having a heart. Like, it was like, oh, it just randomly happened. So like, anytime I'm out or somewhere, you know, I get a little nervous. Like, I've taken some flights, still get a little nervous. Like, what if it happens right now? Like, you know, I'm cooked. So it's just like things like that, even mentally getting over that hump and enjoying.
Thank you for sharing this stuff.
Yeah.
With us. I mean, I appreciate it. And
getting everything out there. I cry.
I hear you. But. And yeah, some people, getting a few people out there that are appreciating the story as well.
No, but also it was key from that happening. A lot of people, even my old teammates, have reached out. You know, there's a big group chat of us. They reached out. They all got checked up. Some even found out some underlying conditions, like same thing that happened to me. And they've gotten, you know, checked up and had their own procedures. So just from this happening, you know, if y'all are listening, you know, you should always get checked up and make sure everything's up to date.
Did they think it had anything to do with you playing football before?
I think it was a mix. And it was just like I had high blood pressure too. So, you know, I'm on a lot of meds now to keep it down. And, yeah.
No, I mean, we've talked about it before on our show. Just the, you know, preventative care saves lives.
Yeah, 100%.
Thank goodness you were here, you know. And when you told when teammates found out, or when friends and family found out, you know, the fact that they thought maybe I should get something looked at, you know, how preventable is something like that? That's my question. This is so, like, happenstance.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would have, if I would have gone in maybe a year prior to that, I think they would have found out, you know, because it's not, you do have this procedure, but it's not always like it bursts.
I see.
So, like, people do have aortic dissections, but it's like they fix things. They're fixing it. Not like my aortic dissection was already done, and that's what happened, and then they tried to fix it on the fly. So, like, if I would have, like, went in there and had
you know, a full body scan and all that stuff beforehand, they probably would have been able to help prevent the extreme.
So what did you tell yourself? How did you motivate yourself to get back to, I mean, not even just functioning, you know, here is amazing, you know, but to just to function again and be yourself again?
I just have that mindset. It's the same thing that's happened just anything the course of my life, mm-hmm. like anything, you know, negative that's happened, I just find ways to push forward. Like even my mom, RIP, she's just always telling me it's never as bad as you think it is. So like even the aspect of where I was in the hospital, I just, you know, there's other people that were on my floor of the ICU that were, you know, as the nurses were running around saying he's coded, you know, things like that, like negative, like, you know, just being real. So it's like, I'm blessed with where I'm at, like, so I can push forward and make better decisions moving along.
That's great, man. That's cool to hear that you're still on the group chat with, I assume, former Bears. And who are some of the guys on that chat? Who are the Bears that you keep in touch with? Is there a few of them that you could share with us?
I mean, like, pretty much all the older guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You name them.
Julius Peppers back in the day?
Pep.
Yeah.
Double A, who's still around. Anthony Adams.
Oh, Anthony
Spice.
Adams. Yeah, yeah. That's what
we used to call him Double A.
Now. How about
he's Spice.
How about how slim he is now? Have you seen Spice lately, man?
Yeah, he's. I think he was trying to get skinny like me.
Yeah.
He's outdoing me at this point.
How much are you down now from your top weight you ever were?
There was one time I stepped on the scale, I was 317.
And you're what now?
I'm 252.
Okay, you could be a fullback. You go back to your running back days.
Yeah,
maybe.
No, I would crumble right now. I couldn't even imagine. I feel like even playing in that type of cold, it's got to take some type of years off your life. Like, it's just like watching those guys like last week, and we're such a physical team that's like there was no – there wasn't an inch taken from like us dominating the Browns last week. We were so physical, and it just like, man, it's got to take years off your life. It does. Like,
well, you can tell
you
us,
think
man.
About being out there.
You, like, you want to joke about that now, Henry?
I'm
by
like,
all means.
Yeah, I'm like, it can't be good. We need a dome.
Build it. You make your
build
bitch.
It wherever.
Make your bitch.
Hey, man,
I
don't
care where
it is.
Indiana, whether it's Arlington Heights, build a dome.
Put it on the soldier. I don't know. Don't know how the S.
We'll put you in touch with Governor Pritzker, with Kevin Warren.
The NFC title game that you guys played in, was. Do you remember how cold it was that day in January of 2011?
Dude, we played in some very cold games, and I was never good in cold weather. I was awful, actually. I was a terrible player.
Let's see, that's informative because it's just hard to operate.
Even that NFC championship year where we went, we got blown out by the Patriots. If anybody remember, I'd never seen it in my life. There was snow tornadoes on that field.
Oh, I remember.
With Brady.
Tom Brady with a move on Urlacher, right?
Yeah.
Where he just completely juked him.
It was like 30-0 at halftime.
Oh, yes.
And that was our NFC champ. That was our best season. And we got blown out at home. And I'm like, and Lovey comes in at halftime. He never cusses. Mm. Never. You don't really see him ever too riled up. And he was just like, what are we doing? Y'all are not playing Bears football. I'm like, we're not Chicagoans.
See, these are truths. These are truths.
I love it. You invited all these guys from the South. Like, you got all this Texas, Florida player, like, even Hester from Florida. Like, you got all these guys from down South, which is cool, but we were not built for that weather. We were not. We got blown away.
An amazing revelation today.
It really is, though. But I remember the narrative of that game.
We got blown out.
The narrative all week, though, was, oh, yeah, you got Tom Brady right where you want him. You can, even though he played in the cold. But
and all I
still
wanted to do,
like,
I was like, man, Brady's here. I can't wait to get him. And I stepped outside, and it was a blizzard. And I was like, I take it back.
I take it all back.
All I wanted to do was smell him, too. I was like, can I just get close to him? I want to sack him.
You never got close to him, did you?
I didn't even touch him.
What
I was like, I don't even know what deodorant he had on. I'm like, I just wanted to.
Definitely not Bear Glove.
No, no, not Bear Glove.
There's a deodorant by Old Spice called Bear Glove.
I'll set you up, Henry. I'll set you up.
We're talking to former Bear Henry Melton. It's been a really fun conversation, and we have enjoyed the moments. He advises you to do so as well. We are live at the Brat Stop here in Kenosha. It is our Brat Bowl here today on 670 The Score. We're going to come back. Are you ready with a prediction? Do you want to predict the game with us?
Sure.
Yes.
Predicting the game with Henry Melton, kind enough to join us here at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. More on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are back on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Henry Melton, the former Bears defensive end, having a wonderful conversation with us. Marshall's friend. I covered him in college.
Mark's friend. Just point that
and
out.
And Grody, yeah. What's the relationship status now of you and Henry Melton?
They're acquaintances.
Yeah, Professional acquaintances.
Really close.
We've moved up to it. Yeah, well, okay. We're really close.
All right.
Yeah. I actually wish we would switch seats.
I was going to say, I thought it would be awkward, but I was going to ask you, but yeah. I think I told Henry that if Henry and I were the friends, I would have had you on the radio a lot sooner.
Marshall's climbing up the friend scale to me.
Yeah. It's almost embarrassing. I mean,
hey, I'm not stingy with my friends. I want all my friends to be friends.
You do. Marshall's got a great heart.
In the words of TLC, what about your friends?
That's what about you? Yeah.
Marshall's our glue guy.
He has a great heart until somebody says that Mike Tomlin should be fired.
Yeah. He will throw hands over Mike Tomlin.
Oh, he will throw hands. It doesn't matter.
Can I ask you a question?
Gender don't even matter.
How many losing seasons has Mike Tomlin had as a head coach?
I'm not arguing with you.
He was defending somebody who was going in on Mike Tomlin, and I was like, really? Henry?
When's the last time they won a playoff game?
Yikes.
The same year the Cubs won the World Series.
16. Ooh.
Yeah. See how my brain works?
Ooh.
When's the last time the Bears won a playoff game?
Well, I am not here to fight on that. Trust me.
Okay, I was making sure we're on the same page.
What year was it? It would have been 20. Well, 20. Was it 20? Don't tell me it was 2011.
It was 2020.
2010. It was 20.
It was 2011.
That's our last playoff
win.
It was
2011.
The 2010 and the 2011.
I was on the team.
He was on the team.
The Bears have had, I believe, 6 playoff wins since 1985. That's kind of crazy.
It's not great.
Yeah. Not good.
Not good. It's not your fault, Henry. It's not your fault.
And with that, we will make some predictions because, you know, we need better things to happen.
All right. I'm doing this, but it's not because I'm here at the Brat Stop, and it's certainly not because there's a guy in a Sox and Pope costume.
Hey, we got
uniform.
A Pope. Ray, we got a Pope.
We have a Pope.
Wait, Ray?
A Pope has
Ray?
Arrived Hold on. At the Brat Stop.
The Pope. He's right there.
Pope, sir?
Hi.
There he is.
Oh, wow. Hi, Sports
there
Pope.
There he is.
Oh, no, wait. He's wearing a
White Sox?
But it's a 45. Is that a Jordan ode?
That's got to be a Jordan White Sox, isn't it?
Sox. That's close.
Oh, so number 45 was Michael Jordan's second.
Oh, it's Bobby Jinks. Oh, Bobby. Oh, I love that.
How about
my
that?
Heart.
Come on, Bobby.
Shout out to Bobby Jinks. The late Bobby Jinks.
Pope.
And we have sports Pope here, so that's good. All right, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to say it.
Roll.
28-24 Bears.
Bears. I am as I have already predicted on the Take the North podcast. Thank you. 21-17, the Bears will win this game. I think that their motivation is a little bit more sturdy at this point than the Packers. I do think, and we can't, like, and we've talked about it justifiably enough.
the Micah Parsons thing is just such a big deal for the Packers to all of a sudden not have this man in their lineup.
Y'all are going too low, man. 30 points wins this game. 31-28 Bears.
Okay.
We got 31-28.
Yo.
Special guest picker, Henry Melton.
Explosives, Henry. Explosives.
I'm going 24-21 there. I think a late field goal wins this bad boy.
You trust Kyra like that?
I do.
Okay.
I do. He's won some games for.
The okay. 35-yarder stressed me out last week.
Everything stresses me out. But I saw something that gave me hope. Like with Packers coming off of a kind of a short week. You know, they played on, what was it? Did they play?
Sunday.
When was that Denver game? Was it a Sunday? It was a
Yeah,
it's so a short
this,
week
this
for them.
This is a short week
Okay, yeah, for everybody.
Yeah. Same for everybody.
And they played at Denver, and Denver beat you up when you play
yes,
at their place.
Yes, so I saw that with Denver teams coming off of road games from Denver are 1-5 and have lost. And
I
haven't even covered
that.
The spread.
Yeah.
Haven't even covered the spread. So I'm going to
be rolling with them.
I'm rolling with us.
But let's be honest.
It's coming off of
Bears regardless.
Oh, stop. 100%. But this gives me a little bit more excitement of actually. And we got a couple receivers down, but I feel like this might be a Duvernay, mm-hmm. Texas, maybe. Peeking a little bit.
Johnny,
he's all the way in.
You Johnny, all the Johnny way in. Walker, just, are you okay with Johnny Walker even though he went to A&M? Texas.
Hey, we're all good. We're on the same team now.
Texas beat A&M too this past year, which is
we
nice.
Did. Yeah. And we still, that's a whole nother subject of Texas not being the playoffs.
Yeah,
but
don't
get him and then at another time, we talked about that
and then
for
at
like
another
hours.
Time, I'll ask you about Caleb Williams doing horns down even though he went to OU for like a year.
Here's my last professional question for you.
I told you.
As a
you.
Former defensive
I
lineman.
I told you.
Tell me who has the best chance of actually affecting Jordan Love. Because last time he was unaffected by the Bears defensive line.
That's going to be an issue. Our pass rush. Which has been kind of an all-year thing of where are they?
It's been an all-decade thing, I would argue.
Well, yeah.
The 2020s.
Yes, yes. But this year yes. specifically, we had chances to replenish, to upgrade.
Dio Dingbo.
Well, he was never a big pass rusher either.
No, that's what I said.
We brought in guys that weren't pass rushers. I think he wanted to try and stop the run, maybe. I don't know.
They paid him based on the amount of pressures I think that he had in Indy, right? Wasn't
yeah.
that
yeah.
kind
but
of
But we're
the
in
idea?
The bottom. I think we're near the bottom in every statistical.
When it comes to defensive line pressure.
Yes. Sacks,
like without
pressures.
Blitzing.
Without blitzing.
No.
We're in the bottom tier of getting like I play defensive line. Sometimes sacks just aren't
available to you.
Yes, it's unfair. Some guys get lucky, some guys don't. And I was like, man, you know what? This is not it's not fair.
And then sometimes it's just really cold outside and Henry Melton says it's too cold. I'm probably not going to know what deodorant Tom Brady wears tonight.
I still would like to know what
what he had on that day.
It's probably Lalabo of some kind, Tom Brady.
I mean, he did play in New England, so it's not like he wasn't used to the cold by then, would say.
My nose runs at below 75 is what I like to say.
Yeah.
I don't know if you acclimated any better to it, but I did not.
Layla, I love the image. Layla always says that she's like an iguana. What is it, like an iguana that falls
I just
out of
sit
the tree?
I just, when I get cold, I just sit there. I'm like the iguana that falls out of the tree.
I need to move.
What's the procedure for that? If that happens to you, Layla, we need to do this. We just put a little blanket over you?
Yes.
And then just say, we'll see you during when it's warm out? Okay, I just want to know what the procedure is. Okay.
Yeah, like I just need blankets a lot of times. Or just, you know, sunshine or something.
But see, this is why Marshall needs to come to the game. Right?
Look at that, man.
What's
you can
the
hang
temperature
out?
Supposed to be tomorrow?
Let's see.
Kickoff, probably like 30.
What's your minimum?
It's supposed to be minimum?
Yeah.
I don't want to be cold. Like, I can watch it indoors with unlimited replay, stop the game, go backwards. Like, the convenience of watching the game at home is understated.
You're in luck. It's the highest 40.
Oh, 40.
Yeah.
He'll be there. What time are you picking him up?
40 is cool.
Yeah.
I can do 40.
The high in Dallas tomorrow is 76.
You know what? I'm going to change the stakes. Not only is he going to go, you guys are tailgating. Congratulations.
Oh,
you guys
100.
Are tailgating.
You have to tailgate.
Yep. Yep.
It's part of the experience.
We'll look into this.
I'll find out.
Have you been to a game this year?
Not this year.
Oh, my God.
See, here we go.
This is ridiculous.
There's going to be Grody's in the parking lot. I will get you guys hooked up with them.
Wait, what's your team? That was another thing that made me mad.
You mad about the Bills?
Yeah, we were at a friend's birthday party, and he was. I thought we were talking Bears, go Bears, and he was like, "Nah, that's not even my team, bro." I'm like, "What?"
That did not sound like that.
That's pretty good, Marshall, right there.
That's not even my team, bro. I'm like, "What?" Yeah. He's not even a Bears fan.
Henry Melton, this has been.
I was in shock.
This has been so much.
He was
fun.
Sad.
Old.
He was sad. Yes, I'm old.
No, the Bills. The wagons and you know all that.
Jim Kelly, 4 Super Bowls, no wins. Yes.
Yeah.
Three times.
Nobody circles the wagons. There it is.
Like the Buffalo Bills, yes.
Clearly we need more time, but we do have to go.
Yeah. I know. Unfortunately. Henry, we'll just have to have you back if that's okay.
We could have already been through all this if Marshall just brought me on a long time ago, man.
Thank you. Tyler, make sure you recorded all this. It sounds
I have a new friend.
Yeah, thank you. Wow, this is a big moment. Thank you, Henry. That means a lot.
Henry, thank you so much for coming in.
Henry Melton, ladies and gentlemen.
Give a round of applause for Henry Melton. The Broad Stop crowd loves you. You've gotten a lot of love in our text line, our Twitch chat as well. Thank you for coming in, Henry.
I appreciate you having me. It was fun.
We are happy to see you. Spiegel and Holmes from the Broad Stop live next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.